Hello, my name is Sean, and this is another episode of the Information Design Cast. Today's episode, it's going to be about thinking, and maybe even not thinking. Thinking is something that brings to my mind a gathering of Greek philosophers in togas, sitting around contemplating existence, life, and other large questions. We put a great amount of value on intelligence and well-thought-of ideas. This, in turn, takes a lot of time. But what does that mean in a design context, or a user experience? Do we want a user to be contemplating or thinking or spending a lot of time going over something? According to Steve Krug, a user doesn't want to think when engaging with a website. He or she just wants to do a task, and if something challenges him or her or doesn't come easy, he or she will choose to ditch it. From my experience, if I don't understand something on the web, I look for something alternative or better, or I just move on. It's not like I'll spend my time any better. I just like things to make sense and work. When I look at a site, I want it to be self-evident, and I also, if it's not, then maybe it can be self-explanatory. According to Krug, we have some culprits in making people think. It usually has something to do with the designer trying to be clever or cute. People have expectations when scanning a page. We want to see words that make sense, for example. If a link says go and it's in a large green box, we know exactly where to start. On the other hand, if a box is in indigo and says commence, you might have to take a second to figure it out. Another example of this is when things are links and they don't look like links. Or, on the other hand, when things look like links, and they're not. As a rule, people don't like to puzzle over how to do things. Even though Steve Krug is specifically talking about websites, I think we can expand his ideas to wider design. Krug asks a lot of great questions to consider. Where am I? Where should I begin? What are the most important things on this page? Why did they call it that? Your mission is to eliminate these questions when you make your designs. You might think these additional questions add burden to your work, but on the other hand, out of great constraints lead to great innovations. My roommate reminded me of a great T.S. Eliot quote the other day, "Given total freedom, the work is likely to sprawl." Steve Krug suggests we as designers need to embrace conventions. They are shortcuts, and if it works, then why fix it? We aren't designed to make things nice or show how smart we are as designers, but to have purpose, getting the information to our users. Something else to think about. I like this saying, in an expert's mind, there are few possibilities, but for one with a beginner's mind, the world is wide open. It's hard to expect what someone might do when they first encounter your design. We as designers have to be open to things. When they work, we should leave them as they are and have them work. And if they don't, we should be ready to change them. It takes a lot of effort to create something that is effortless, or it takes a lot of thought to create something that most users won't even think about. Changes might be necessary for your design, so be open-minded and empathetic to your users' concerns. Thank you for listening. And for more information, please go to informationdesigninfo.wordpress.com. There you can find other great resources relating to information design. I'll be posting a link to Steve Krug's book, Don't Make Me Think. This is Sean, and like always, happy designing!